the only item on the agenda that was an ordinance was with the Missouri Transportation Commission to put edge lighting on the runway 1836 at the airport. Now, the federal government gives us money for airport improvements each year, and they're a 90-10 match. They pay 90% of it. We have to pay 10. We can save this money up over a year or two for a project, but we have to use it within 5 years, or we lose that money. And at this time, we're replacing the edge lighting on the runway. If the runway is 50 feet wide, it should be 60 feet wide. So we're setting this lighting out past the 60-foot marker so that sometime when we are able to widen the runway to what it should be, the lighting will be in place. But our old lighting is expensive to repair. It's getting old. It's just way outdated. So this is a $22,500 project. City will pay $2,500, which of course is in the budget, and the rest is being paid by the government, and we appreciate that. That was really our only item on the agenda last night.
Absolutely. Now, I didn't hear when that project might get started. I don't know if that's probably, is that up in the air with COVID-19 as well, some of those construction projects?
Well, I think everything is up in the air, but I would assume this will start pretty soon. I mean, this is outdoors and certainly separated from people. And I would assume that it'll probably start sometime late spring or early summer. But it's got to be done this year, so it'll be pretty soon.
Understand that. Now, Chad Shoemaker, the director of Parks and Recs, was also at the meeting last night, and he kind of addressed the council about the swimming pool project, said that things with the contractor, I believe, have been frozen at this time. To your understanding, just to tell people about the pool project, where that might be right now, if you can.
Okay, well, the pool project, of course, is we're trying to get it funded through a third of the money that we have set aside, a third of money we're going to try to come up with, save, earn through the Parks Department. And the last third is through the sales tax bill that's up for election, where people from out of state have to pay the city tax that they're not paying now. And that tax would be the last third of the pool. Well, since the elections have been pushed back till June 2nd, we don't know whether that's going to pass or not, and so therefore we can't begin to begin on this pool project without knowing whether we have the funding. I mean, we're very cognizant of being able to pay for what we do. So the project has been pushed back some because the election's been pushed back, but we still think it can be completed on time if we are successful on June 2nd. The other thing is that he discussed was the pool could have a late opening a little bit this spring, the old pool, because Red Cross is not doing a lot of their projects because of COVID-19, and one that we need is lifeguard training for lifeguards at the pool. And they're not doing that at this time, so if we don't have our lifeguards trained, then you know, we can have a little pushback on when the pool, old pool, opens up. So, a lot of little issues on the pool.
I understand that. You know, the council went around and made some comments about, you know, how everybody was doing with COVID-19 and in Audrain County, Mexico specifically. No cases here yet. That is a good thing, right?
Oh, it's definitely a good thing. And, you know, we all made reference to the police and the fire department, the sheriff and SSM and public health and the doctors and nurses and all the good work that they're doing. And luckily in Audrain County, while I'm sure they're busy, they haven't had to do a lot of work with any positive cases for COVID-19 at this time. So we praise the work that they're doing and the work that they're ready to do if we have some, but we're so happy that they don't have a lot of work to do on COVID-19 positive cases at this time.
No
doubt. And hopefully don't.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you for your time this morning, and I hope everybody stays safe in your family and everywhere else. And hopefully this will be over soon. Businesses can get back to somewhat normal.
Well, I do too, and I want to say that this being a phone interview, since I can't come to KXCO this morning, we may want to start this. I'm sitting here eating my bowl of cornflakes in my favorite Star Wars pajamas. And, you know, this is pretty okay.
Can you send me a picture? We can put it on with the website story. Would that be possible? No.
That would be a sad-looking picture.
Oh, no. Councilman Miller, I want to thank you for your time this morning, and stay safe, and thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.